planning a fall television schedule is a bit like throwing wet noodles against the wall. The networks go into a new season praying that one or two shows will stick, when the reality is that most shows will fail, even though they cost millions to produce. We called on Joe Adalian, the TV editor for the Daily Variety magazine in L.A., to get his predictions for this year's standouts, and he joins us now. Joe, good to talk to you.
Thanks, Michelle.
Now, unlike most of us, you've actually seen the first few episodes of many of these series. Which ones in your mind, or to your liking, have staying power?
Well, right, there's a big difference between shows that are good and shows that are going to last. I mean, already last night, one of the best news shows of the year, Darren Star's Kitchen Confidential, got off to a very wobbly start on Fox. I think in terms of big hits, though, the most likely are a couple of shows on ABC. One is sort of a sci-fi spooky show called Invasion. Also, Commander-in-Chief, starring Gina Davis, I think could actually hit the cultural zeitgeist. There's something about the tagline, "This fall, a woman will be president," that will draw on viewers.
Now, I want to get back to Invasion in just a minute. But one show that you didn't mention on your list is one that I've been reading about everywhere, it seems, and that's a show called My Name is Earl, a show that's going to be appearing on NBC.
It's one of the best new shows of the fall. I just watched the second episode last night, and if possible, it's actually funnier than the pilot episode, which is airing Tuesday night. The only problem is it airs in a very tough time slot. It's going to be airing opposite The Amazing Race, and it's going to be tough for it to find some traction. So people are rooting for it. Whether it actually works or not is a much bigger question.
So audiences this evening will have a chance to get to meet Earl, and we actually have a little bit of tape where he introduces himself. Let's listen.
You know that guy you see going into the convenience store when you stop off in that little town on the way to Grandma's house? Sort of shifty-looking fella who buys a pack of smokes, a couple lotto scratchers, and a tall boy at 10 in the morning? Well, that guy is me. My name is Earl.
Well, we just heard Jason Lee introduce himself as his character, Earl. He, the actor, has had quite a bit of success in film. How is he as a sitcom actor?
He's very good as a sitcom actor. I mean, the good thing about Earl is it doesn't feel like a sitcom. It's not joke set up. It's much more of almost a short film every episode. It's a single-camera comedy like Arrested Development.
Joe, when I look at the schedule, it appears that the networks are trying to scare us out of our socks. It seems like America is under attack on all fronts. You've got the undead, you've got government spooks, and you've got aliens on several channels. Is this coincidence, or are the networks trying to capitalize on post 9/11 fears?
I think basically what we're seeing is a return of very big, high concept type shows that aren't easily summed up, and I do think a lot of that has to do with playing on people's fears. I mean, you've got Invasion on ABC, which is about potentially people invading our bodies, we think, we don't know yet. But I do think at times like these, where people feel a sense of drift, where they're not feeling that there's a lot of leadership coming from Washington, that the networks are trying to play on that.
Well, we actually have a little bit of tape from Invasion. Let's take a listen.
Daddy, did you see the lights?
No, what lights?
In the sky. I saw a bunch of colored lights.
Probably another power line. I'm sure they're down everywhere.
Invasion is just very spooky, very interesting characters, and there's the promise of more to come. And you don't know what that more to come is, but you have the feeling that it might be kind of cool.
So we began by talking about the shows that you thought might have staying power. What do you think is the first show or shows that might get the axe?
It could be one of two shows, Head Cases or Just Legal. Both of them are law shows. Just Legal, starring Don Johnson, premiered last night on the WB, and it was virtually dead on arrival. Another show premiered last week on Fox, starring Chris O'Donnell, also as a lawyer, and it was very much dead on arrival. I think both of those shows could be gone perhaps even before the end of the month.
So legal shows are so seven series ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Seven seasons ago.
Exactly. But we'll see how Boston Legal does. It returns next week.
Joe Adalian, good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Joe Adalian is the TV editor for Daily Variety magazine in Los Angeles.